Hello, everybody, and welcome to our post-Tony nominations episode here on Broadway Radio. My name is Matt Tamanini. I'm coming to you just a little bit after the live stream ended over on YouTube, and we got all of the nominations for the 2024 Tony Awards. Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Renee Elise Goldsberry did double duty, first announcing six categories on CBS, then hoofing it over to the Sofitel Hotel, the official hotel sponsor of the Tony Awards, to provide the rest of the categories. I'm going to run through these quickly because I want to get these out and I want to kind of talk about the things at the top of my mind. I'm not going to do any editing. So if I screw up, I'm going to stop and go back. So I'm not going to clean anything up if it isn't perfect like I normally try to do. But I want to run through all of these. First, the big news coming out of this is that two shows tied for the most nominations this season. One was a play, one was a musical. The play was Stereophonic. That beats the record previously held by Slave Play for the most nominations for a play. Stereophonic had 13, and it was very much aided by the fact that it is such an ensemble piece, and many of those performers were recognized in their respective categories, which we will get to. The musical that tied with 13 nominees is not one that I would have chosen if it were all up to me, but Hell's Kitchen got 13 nominations, which my opinion is kind of mind-boggling, but clearly I missed a lot that other people saw, which, again, happy that those people enjoyed things more than I did. Not only were the reviews for this show much better than I thought, but the nominations were a lot more than I thought. So clearly I am the outlier there. There's no right or wrong on taste, but there is certainly right and wrong when it comes to predictions. So taste-wise, I don't think anyone's wrong. Predictions-wise, I was obviously very wrong there. I will say the Outsiders came in just behind them at 12. All right, so let's start from the top. Let's go with the biggies first. So the best play nominees are Jaja's African Hair Braiding by Jocelyn Bio, Mary Jane by Amy Herzog, Mother Play by Paula Vogel, Prayer for the French Republic by Joshua Harmon, and Stereophonic by David Adjmi. Best musical, Hell's Kitchen, as I mentioned earlier, Illinois, The Outsiders, Suffs, and Water for Elephants. Another one that I thought was on the outside looking in, but certainly got in there, obviously. Going over to revivals, best revival of a play, Appropriate, author Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, because this has not been on Broadway before and he is still alive. He has the opportunity to win a Tony Award should this win this category. An Enemy of the People, author Amy Herzog, because this is a new adaptation, she also has the opportunity to win a Tony Award for this one. And then Pearly Victorious, a non-Confederate romp through the cotton patch. Best revival of a musical, Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club, Gutenberg the Musical, Merrily We Roll Along, and The Who's Tommy. All right, let's get into the performance categories and start with best performance by an actor in a leading role in a play. Now, based off of the rules, which I read over on the Patreon exclusive episode where Ashley Hufford and I predicted our nominees in a lot of categories, there should only have been four. There were only seven men eligible in this category, so there should have only been four nominees. However, there are five, which means, according to the rules, unless they bent them, that there was a tie for the last spot. So we have five nominees, and they are William Jackson Harper for Uncle Vanya, Leslie Odom Jr. for Pearly Victorious, Lee Ev Schreiber for Doubt, Jeremy Strong for An Enemy of the People, and Michael Stuhlbarg for Patriots. The same is true for best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play. They only had eight, so they should have only had four by rule, but there are five, so we assume a tie. The nominees are Betsy Adam for Prayer for the French Republic, Jessica Lange for Mother Play, Rachel McAdams for Mary Jane, Sarah Paulson for Appropriate, and Amy Ryan for Doubt. Going to best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical, Brody Grant for The Outsiders, Jonathan Groff for Merrily We Roll Along, Dorian Harewood for The Notebook, Brian D'Arcy James for Days of Wine and Roses, and Eddie Redmayne for Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club. Best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical, Eden Espinosa for Limpica, Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen, Kelly O'Hara, Days of Wine and Roses, Marianne Plunkett for The Notebook, and Gail Rankin for Cabaret. Going over to the featured roles now, best performance by an actor in a featured role in a play, the nominees are Will Brill, Stereophonic, Eli Gelb, Stereophonic, Jim Parsons for Mother Play, Tom Pasinka, Stereophonic, and Corey Stoll for Appropriate. Best performance by an actress in a featured role in a play. The nominees are Quincy Tyler Bernstein for Doubt, Juliana Canfield, Stereophonic, Celia Keenan-Bolger for Mother Play, Sarah Pigeon for Stereophonic, and Carrie Young for Pearly Victorious. You can see by having five acting nominees for Stereophonic, that certainly helped it set the new record for nominations for a play. Best performance by an actor in a featured role in a musical. The nominees are Roger Bart for Back to the Future, Joshua Boone, The Outsiders, Brandon Victor Dixon for Hell's Kitchen, Sky Lakota Lynch for The Outsiders, Daniel Radcliffe for Merrily We Roll Along, and Stephen Skybell for Cabaret. If you are scoring at home, that is six. That means there is a tie in this category that bumped it from five to six. The same is true for the best performance by an actress in a leading role in a musical. The nominees are Shoshana Bean for Hell's Kitchen, Amber Amon for Limpika, Nikki M. James for Suffs, Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer for Spamalot, Keisha Lewis for Hell's Kitchen, Lindsay Mendez for Merrily We Roll Along, and Bebe Neuwirth for Cabaret. Let's stick in the musical categories here and go to Best Book of a Musical. The nominees are Hell's Kitchen, Christopher Diaz, The Notebook, Becca Brunstetter, The Outsiders, Adam Rapp and Justin Levine, Suffs for Shayna Taub, and Water for Elephants for Rick Ellis. Best Original Score, Music and or Lyrics Written for the Theater, Days of Wine and Roses, Adam Gettle, Here Lies Love, David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, The Outsiders, Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, Stereophonic, Will Butler, and Suffs for Shayna Taub. And I'm not going to do all of the design categories, but I will wrap it up here with directing and choreographing. Best Direction of a Play, Daniel Oikin for Stereophonic, Anne Kaufman for Mary Jane, Kenny Leon for Pearly Victorious, Lila Neugebauer for Appropriate, and Whitney White for Jaja's African Hair Braiding. Best Direction of a Musical, Maria Friedman for Merrily We Roll Along, Michael Greif for Hell's Kitchen, Lee Silverman for Suffs, Jessica Stone for Water for Elephants, and Danya Taymor for The Outsiders. Finally, Best Choreography, Annie B. Parson for Here Lies Love, Camille A. Brown for Hell's Kitchen, Rick and Jeff Cooperman, The Outsiders, Justin Peck for Illinois, and Jesse Robb and Shayna Carroll for Water for Elephants. I will have a link in the show notes to where you can get all of the nominees if you want to check out the production categories. I will note that when you look into the designs, there are a number of people who have multiple nominations, including in their own category. I did clock as we were going through things that costume designer Didi Ayate has three nominations, two in the play category, one in the musical category. David Zinn, I think, has two nominations in the same scenic design category for a play. Lots of very interesting things. I got to tell you, like, I am shocked at some of these. The fact that The Who's Tommy only got one nomination really surprised me. The fact that Prayer for the French Republic only got three nominations was really surprising to me. Illinois only got four, which was surprising as well, especially since so many of them were in the big categories with Best Musical and Choreography. But, you know, when you have shows like Hell's Kitchen, Stereophonic, and The Outsiders all getting double digits, those eat up a lot of nominations, especially when Stereophonic is a play that has music. So it ate up a slot in score and orchestrations that would normally go to a musical. But it's really kind of an interesting group here. And now we have, a month and a half to kind of witness all of the campaigning, all of the discourse and all of that. But overall, you know, I've said this on some episodes in brief, but I'm not sure that there are a ton of shows from this season that are going to go down as like all-time greats. I think Stereophonic very well might, and I think some of these musicals will have long lives. I think The Notebook and Suffs, maybe even The Outsiders, will have very long lives around the country. But I'm not sure that a lot of these shows outside of, you know, maybe Stereophonic in terms of new shows are going to be like all-time banger Mount Rushmore shows. But I think on the average, this season was really fantastic. I mean, when you look down at even the shows that didn't get nominations, shows like my beloved Once Upon a One More Time and Heart of Rock and Roll, there are shows that were really good and really entertaining and really fun. I mean, even ones that just got one, The Who's Tommy, I'm shocked that it only got one. Spamalot only got one. Gutenberg only got one. The Great Gatsby only got one. Back to the Future got two. You know, I'm you just have to kind of look around and see that this was such a packed season that in a lot of other years, I think a lot of these shows would have done much better. The fact that The Notebook did not get a nomination for Best Musical is really shocking to me because of how much I loved it. But it's just such a crowded field that in another year, not even just in the pandemic year of 2021 Tonys, that could have been a Best Musical winner. So I'm really disappointed that some of my favorites didn't get recognized, but overall very excited about the artistic integrity of this season. I know a lot of people rolled their eyes when they see things like Tommy, Spamalot, The Great Gatsby, Water for Elephants, The Outsiders, The Notebook, all of these, you know, IP things, Back to the Future, where they kind of roll their eyes and think that, oh, no one has any ideas anymore. Well, that's just silly, because Broadway has always been about adaptations. And the fact that movies are now the, you know, the dominant form of entertainment in the country, and this is how artists are finding things to adapt now. It's no different than, you know, in the 50s when Rodgers and Hammerstein were adapting books and plays. That's just where we are. And it is very obvious this season with things like The Outsiders and The Notebook and Water for Elephants that you can take an established property and something that people know from a different medium and turn it into a compelling as hell musical. And the fact that we have new plays on Broadway for the first time, at least like Stereophonic, Inappropriate, even though that's been around for a while. And then original musicals based off history, but still musicals like Suffs and Limpika. Doing these great things, I think it's only encouraging, and was so happy to see Jaja's African Hair Braiding and Mary Jane and Mother Play, all of them get either 5 with Jaja's or 4 for Mary Jane and Mother Play, do so well because those are original pieces. And I just think it was a really strong season. I think everybody working on and around Broadway should be very proud of what they have accomplished this year. And we've got a month and a half sprint to the Tony Awards, and I am very excited to follow along and to first finish out this week and wrap up all the shows that I need to see for this season so that I can vote for the Outer Critics Circle, but then also to kind of just enjoy everything that happens over the next month and a half. So let us know your thoughts on social media at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Instagram at BWWMatt. Let us know what your biggest surprises were, what you were most excited about, and we'll go from there. I think Grace and I, based off of her crazy Tony Nomination Day schedule, will do tomorrow's Today on Broadway, Wednesday's Today on Broadway. If not, it'll just be me, but because obviously she's got a lot of clients, a lot of shows that she works on that will be very, very busy today. So I'm not 100% sure what that schedule is. We were going to play it by ear based off of what happened. But we will be back to kind of give a more nuanced review of these and other news happening on tomorrow's Today on Broadway. So thanks again for listening. We will talk to you soon and have a great Tuesday.